Next up, please.
Sorry, the next application is 11,725. Richard Valverchion, sorry, seeks a variance to reduce the rear yard setback, sections 115-25C, 115-183C, and 115-42B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of South Acorn Way, approximately 95 feet south of Murray Boulevard. The 911 address is 22370 South Acorn Way, Lewis. The zoning district is actually, the property is split zoned. It's AR1 and GR. The tax map is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 737. Specifically, they're requesting an 8-foot variance for the rear. Received no letters in support, no mail returns, and we did, sorry, no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support, and it's from Mr. Gary Mayer, owner of the property located at 22368 South Acorn Way in Lewis. He is immediately adjacent to the property owned by Richard, and they do not object to the variance requested. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Rich Mulverington, 22370 South Acorn Way, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I'm trying to put a deck on the back of my house. September 17th, 2014, I purchased a home from Ryan Holmes, and my wife and I lived there. We moved from New Jersey, and I lived by a lake in New Jersey, and I had a deck there. It was 12 by 16, and we found out it was just too small for what we wanted to do. So now I'm trying to put one a little bit bigger. Well, a lot bigger, basically. I'd like to get something 32 by 14, if you let me go with that. If not, maybe we get down to 13. I'd really like to go 14. I believe that my property is rectangular in shape with four unequal sides, and setback is 15 feet from the rear of my property line. Behind my property is a common area and then a water retention pond, rainwater retention pond. So there's nobody can build behind me. It's just ducks, fish, geese, and what other fowl we got back there. Due to the shallowness of my rear backyard, variance will be needed to construct a proposed deck. My home was built on a lot number 107, as per Ryan Holmes' specifications, and they had no say so where this house was going to be put. They put it where they want to put it, so I couldn't move it this way or that way or anything. You have to excuse me because I have a couple from eye infections. My eyes keep watering, I can't read. I feel the construction of a deck will enhance my property and also the neighborhood, as do all the other decks, and have done and additions have also done. The variance will represent the minimum variance that will afford
before relief.
I can't see it. Okay. For relief will represent the at least modifications possible of the
result.
That's basically it. So what I'm trying to do is put a nice deck on for my family. It's going to be wood frame and composite decking. I would hope that the board would approve this for me.
You're looking at a 14 to 32 you got on here above the ground.
Yeah. It's going to be about roughly 2.5 to 3 feet off the ground. Coming out the back door.
I don't know what you got here, 2.5 to 3, above the ground level. Okay.
Any other questions?
Well, we're going to see. We'll start here with you, Mr. Wilkins.
Do you have to be 2 feet, 6 inches above ground?
I don't know. That's what I want it to be, somewhere in that area. I want to come out of the house and drop down at least 6 inches for snow to get in. So I don't want any snow getting in.
Where I'm going with this is that you could make it 6 inches and make it anywhere you want it.
Well, every 6 inches. Well, the deck, 6 inches off the ground?
Yep. And increase your step. Another step.
I think my wife would rather have it up a little bit off the ground. So.
Okay.
But well, that's a thought. You know, I might...
You wouldn't need anything.
I wouldn't need a railing, yeah.
Pardon me?
I probably wouldn't need a railing.
You wouldn't need a railing from building code, and you wouldn't need a variance from us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Uh-huh. So you learn something new every day. I didn't know I wouldn't need a variance for it.
Well, the only reason I brought it to your attention, you're only asking for 2 feet. And unless, like you say, your wife likes that, I'm trying to tell you that if you were 6 inches off the ground, you wouldn't need to be here.
Uh-huh. Well, the other deck that I had up in New Jersey was 10 feet off the ground, so.
Oh, well.
It was at the second floor, so. Why? So I think she's looking for something up a little bit. So.
All right.
Whatever she wants.
So you want the
happy wife is a happy
six
life.
6 inches, right?
Now, Miss Cornwell, what's the variance being sought? Because I don't think it's 2 feet, 6 inches.
No. I'm saying his height.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about the height of the deck. Right. If the deck was only 6 inches off the ground, he wouldn't need a variance. But the variance is for 8 feet to the rear property line. Okay. Is it eight foot rear setback?
Now that's based off of a deck that is 13 feet by 32 feet, correct?
He's talking about 14.
Because he's mentioning 14 feet by 32 feet.
So it'd be a 9 foot variance.
I would rather go with a 14 if you'd let me.
Well, sir, the survey that we have in front of us
shows
a deck that's 13 by 32.
Okay.
So if you wanted to go to 14 feet, all of a sudden you're going to have a 9 foot variance, which means you're going to be 1 foot off your property line.
Okay.
Not two. So, are you asking for a 14-foot deck or a 13-foot deck?
Do I have to come back?
Well,
I have to come back, or who?
This isn't a negotiation session. This is
you're
applying us with what it is.
Sure, I'd like to have 14 feet.
I just want to make sure we're clear on what you're asking for.
Yeah, I'd like to have 14 feet.
Okay, so your request is for a 9-foot rear yard variance.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Okay. I didn't know if I would have to come back again and go through this whole process all over again. That's what I was getting at.
Okay.
So, what is it for now? 8, 9?
It's a 9 foot variance for a 14 foot
wide
deck.
That's all I want to know. I don't want to know anything.
And we're going 14.
9 foot.
9 foot
variance.
9 foot variance.
14. 14.
Yeah.
14.
Okay.
Sorry, I confused us all on that.
That's all right.
It's late.
But it said two places. One place you had it 14, the other said 13. So that's where
I'm going. Fine. Are there any further questions?
Yeah, I do. I guess my question is, what's the uniqueness here?
Of having the deck?
Well, there's five standards for granting a variance. So I'm just curious as to one of the things that you have to establish is that the property is unique, that uniqueness has created an exceptional practical difficulty.
Well, my property is, it's kind of odd-shaped. It's, where are we here? It's 95 feet on the west side from front to back. Across the back, it's 107 feet. And across the east side of my home, it's 110 feet. And roughly 65, 70 feet across the front. So I'm trying to put this deck close to the east side as I can.
Okay. One of the other standards that you have to meet is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. And what that means is that the variance, you can't, you have to have the smallest amount of a variance necessary.
Uh-huh.
So if you can make do with less, you're required to do that.
I see.
And, you know, one of the things I heard your testimony before was that you had a 12 by 16 foot deck before you thought that was too small.
Yeah, that just didn't cut the mustard.
But now we've got a deck that's 14 by 32, which is substantially larger.
Yeah.
So I guess my question is 14 by 32 the minimum size that you need?
Yes. I wouldn't want anything bigger than that.
Okay. Wouldn't want anything smaller than that?
No. Definitely. Now I'm trying to keep it, because the problem I had with the other deck, it was 12 feet wide. You put a table there, you put chairs on both sides of it. Now you're scooching yourself in so somebody can get by. And it was, you know, it was a pain. So this way people will be able to walk around.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11725 for the following reasons. The applicant, under the uniqueness portion, has stated that it's a smaller shaped lot, and it's the shape of the lot certainly is apparent, okay, and it's a small lot. Looking at it being AR1 and GR, I believe that even if he tried under GR, it wouldn't make any difference. And I don't know what portion is GR, but anyway. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe he should be able to have a deck on his property like everybody else. The necessary burden and the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It's been it's a pretty funny looking, I guess, a different lot. As someone prior to you said, it's different. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is a minimum of afford this gentleman relief.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickman, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve, case number 11725. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rutz?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11725 is approved.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, sir. Good luck. Next case.